First possession of the second half. Hallie Renfro drives left and will draw the foul, and Hallie will go to the line to shoot two. Hallie with seven in the first half. Free throw up, no good. This has really been a problem area for Collins all year long. Only shooting 56% for a team. Hallie coming in only 49% from the line. Second free throw up. This one short. No good. Rebounded by Michael. Driving hard down the right side. Still on the move. Now trying to get to the middle. Goes up. Blocked by McGivens.
Oh!
What a call.
Woo!
Oh.
Woo! One in close.
And a foul they call on McGivens. Holy cow.
How did he see that?
I heard my man Condor saying one time, free throw by Michael's good. So Cornbread one night, I remember, said behind him, he said, you know, you can block a shot in girls' basketball. It's legal. Maybe one of the funnier lines I heard him say. Second free throw by Michael, no good.
You trying to say you don't say very many funny
things? Man, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
He was no couch, I can tell you then.
That's for sure. Like the prayers out to Coach Couch, going to have a kidney transplant here March 2nd. Wish him all the best.
Badgley with it out straight away. Man-to-man here for Spencer County. Badgley still out. Well out deep. No passes yet. Going to have to get rid of it. Drive kicks to Murray in the corner. Carson gets it back to Hannah Renfro. Hannah will get it back to Federley. Livy with it out front. About a minute in here. Collins went 0-2 from the line. Spencer went 1-2. They've cut it down to a 5-point lead. Inside to Renfro, and she traveled with it.
She got to take her time in there.
That's it. 24-19. Collins, the one time here, led 22-10. So right now, Spencer County on a 9-2 run. Going back to the first half. Lambden into front court. Feed it down low to Stevens, working against McGibbon, out front to Lambden. Lambden step back three in the air, good. Lead now down to two, 24-22.
Danger time here for the Titans. Got to score the basketball.
They had a chance at the buzzer to hit two, then had two free throws and went scoreless on all possessions. Federley going to drive hard left, forces her way in, no good, gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Hallie Renfro. Hallie will step back, shoot a three. Good! Big three for Hallie Renfro.
Huge shot.
27-22. Timeout Collins. Just a 30.
Coach Pigman,
but a big answer right there from Hallie Renfro.
Yeah, it was a big answer, but Coach Pigman not happy with the offense right now.
He's
voicing his concern.
Not as much player movement as we saw in the first. A lot of dribbling out front by Libby, but not a lot of player movement. I thought what they did effectively the first half was moving bodies.
Yeah, I agree with you, but also what you can't overstate the big shot.
Oh, you
by Hallie Renfro. Maybe she just start shooting her free throws.
Back her up. I'm with you. Saw that in the NBA All-Star game the other night. Nothing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, somebody stepped back from the free throw and shot a three-point shot.
This table right here just draws.
It is. It's like a magnet. Must be the belt buckles of these folks. I can see that upper deck.
Must be the what?
The belt buckles. It must be a magnet on the stadium.
Oh, I got you.
27-22, Spencer County basketball, just under six to go in the third. Michael's going to drive. Knocked away from her. She'll go and get it. Picks it back up. Throws left side to Lambden. Lambden with it out front. It's high post to Stevens. Right back to Lambden. Lambden with it straight away. Right side of the floor here to Howie. Howie and will be fouled by Hallie Renfro, and that is a foul.
I think there wasn't a push-off the time before.
Trini Warfield back in. She played so well there in the first half. She'll check in for McGibbon. Lee will inbound here to Howie. Right side to Lee. Lee in the middle to Stevens. Short corner here. Audrey Michaels jumper good. Michaels continues
all
her strong play. She now has 13 of the 24. Federley working against Landon. Drives. Try to leave it underneath. Nice catch by Hannah Renfro. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Warfield and then fouled by Michael. That's number two on Michael. Federley looking to inbound. Still looking. Close in and out deep to Hannah Renfro. Hannah will hand back to Hallie. Hallie looking to set the offense. Takes a high ball screen. Gets it back to Warfield. Trending. Going to look to drive. Going on Stevens. Goes up. No good. Rebounded. She goes to the left hand. She probably draws the foul. Try to shoot it right-handed right into it. Lee, right side corner for the three. And the tie. We're tied at 27. So a game of runs right now. Spencer County has tied things up after trailing by as many as 12. Federley loses control, and they'll say off Federley out of bounds, and Collins all out of sorts on the offensive end.
Just can't get anything going offensively right now.
And right now, Gian Hayes is going to check in for Libby. Howie will walk it up here. Collins just now playing a... They're going to switch back, maybe play man-to-man here. Now they're going to switch back, maybe play a 1-3-1. Right side lead. Pretty much put Hannah Renfro in a bear hug on the way by.
The lead, two big threes. Start the game, and that right there is tied up. So, girl, hadn't played much of we've seen them.
Didn't play any of the games I've seen. Hallie Renfro working it up. Spencer man-to-man here. Right side to Hayes. Looking inside, gets high post to Renfro. Hannah, going to drive, kicks in the corner. Murray, open in the corner for three. Good! Carson's first basket of the game. Collins back out on top, 30-27.
We're going to
halfway through the third.
Hit a couple more of them, I think, before his day's over with.
Right side lead. Now they're coming down to Garter a little bit in his zone. Short corner to Michael. Speed down low to Stevens. Out front to Landon, right back to Lee. Inside, knocked around, and picked up by Hallie. Knocked away from her, picked up by Murray.
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it.
It's like I was watching a game from Missouri last night. Vaseline on the ball. Hallie Renfro out front with it. Guarded closely by Hallie. Hallie gets it away to Warfield straight away.
Take
Trinity looking to drive. Spins in the lane, goes up, no good. Ball will go off the leg of Lee out of bounds.
Well, they're allowing a lot of contact on the shots on the inside on both ends. You got
to
do it.
Trinity just learns to use the left hand.
Yeah.
Be unstoppable on that play right there. Looking to inbound. Floats it in to Warfield. Trinity going to stop. 15-foot jumper straight away. No good. Rebounded by Landon. Landon going to push it herself and going to have a timeout. Spencer County before
Ooh,
they can
man,
get an offensive
might
board.
Might not be the greatest timeout because she was gone.
And a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 2:51 to go here in the third. Collins leads it 30-27. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or a suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
30-27. Collins leads it here. 2:51 to go in the third. Spencer County basketball. Inbounded back in the backcourt here to Howie. She'll be guarded here by Murray. Howie still on the dribble, trying to direct the offense here. A little 1-4 look here. Alley still on the dribble, looking for a crease, can't find anything. From drive, left-handed shot, no good, and out of bounds, off Stevens, it'll go back to Collins.
I think that shot was partially blocked by Trinity right there.
Libby Betterly had checked back in also during that last dead ball. She'll get it and bring it in the front court. 2:20 to go in the third here. And Collins, he's led by as many as 12. See if they can get a couple back-to-back baskets. Hannah Renfro drives right side, lays it in. Good move there by Hannah. Hannah now with five, and the lead back to five, 32-27. Howie, gonna dribble hard right. Loses it momentarily. Good job by Carson to stay with it. Trying to get in the lane. Can't find a crease. He'll dribble it all the way over to the left side. Gets to the corner to Lambden. Lambden looking to drive to the basket. Goes up, challenged, and fouled. I didn't see that one either, Scott. Look at the foul on Warfield. That got her on the arm. Lambden will go to the line to shoot two shots. I'm not sure. Free throw by Lambden, good. Her first points here the second half. She now.
Lucy helping Spencer kind of stay in the game here.
She now with seven. Free throw up. This one no good. Rebounded by Hannah Renfro. .32-28, Collins. 1:38 to go in the third. Hannah Renfro going to isolate her in the middle. Spinner lay the basket, goes up, draws a foul, makes the shot. And right now they've just said, you can't guard me at the high post. And she's just taking them right to the basket. Foul on Michaels, her third. Renfro trying to complete the three-point trip. Free throw up, good. Hannah now with five, with eight. Five here in the second half, and the lead back to seven now, 35-28. Hannah Cleary will check in here for McGibbon. Adams looking inbound, gets it in to Howie. Howie gets in the front court, still on the dribble. Trying to force her way, goes all the way to the basket, will lay it in, just a patient dribble. Lead back to five, 35-30. Lambden guarding Federley full court here. Behind the back dribble out by Libby. Trying to force her way in. Leaves it off for Murray. Carson out front to Hayes. Dion going to drive hard right side. All the way to the basket. Can't get it to go. Long rebound taken by Murray. That's straight away to Cleary. Federley going to drive left side. That's going to be a push off on Libby. But a lot of contact once she caught the ball. And I think that's what Coach Bigman a little upset with is you got hands on her. She did push her off when she got fired.
She does that a lot, but you got, you know, the first two dribbles, you got two hands on her.
Yeah, you
got
to take care of the ball handler a little bit here. All right, now Boothie has not been friendly to Collins or Shelton these last couple nights. Right side Adams in the middle to Steven. Back Boothie's out to Howie. Lost her hand for handle for a second.
Oh.
Go and get it. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Howie, 15-foot jumper in the air. Well short. Rebounded by Stevens. Missed it. And she's all over the back of Murray and she'll lay it in. Holy cow. What's it take to get a foul? Right side. Hey, look. In the air. Three good.
That was from deep.
Lead back to six. 38-32. 15 seconds to go in the quarter.
I think she shot that from the Spencer County tailgate party.
High post to Stevens. She'll shoot it. 15-foot jumper. Good. 8 seconds to go. Gotta hurry. Gotta hurry. Gets it in 4 seconds. Dion gonna drive. Go all the way to the basket and lay it up, and that'll end the quarter. But right now, a lot of contact going on under the basket. Holy cow. 38-34. Collins leads it after three. Should be a good finish. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.